Blog Talk Radio.
What they do it, what they do it, what they do it
in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But two times cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is sending with the AC winning. Bent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with.
What they do it, what they do it, what they do
in the building. You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the sheet and niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But two times cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is sending with the AC winning. Bent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doin', what we doin', make it
dance to a beat. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
You don't get paid to be a freak. Definitely shout out to the true talent chilling with us. We're going to get into some music. why we get this show popping. You know what I mean? It's cool to Eagles lost. We still love you, boy. Y'all still already in the playoffs. Let's go. Shout out to the truth teller in the building. We're going to get into some addicted from Kid Nice. Kid Nice, you make sure you come out Sunday. January 2nd is going down. It's addicted.
Turn me up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I started out young, addicted to the street lights. Lighting up green on the corner like the street lights. Eyes red, mom's fed, the streets that take me under. Bodies every other niggas booked every summer. I'm trying to hustle harder, so me I hustle smarter. Try to stay clean and dodge the boys in the charges. You C's in the strata, who see us getting cabbage. Fleeing from the bastards for a deep trying to bag us. And I don't stick around like a dummy. I ain't trying to go to jail, shit, I'm just trying to get money. The streets talking, the city heated up. TD rumble cases losing, attorneys beat them up. That's why you got stats that cash in the mattress. Been trying to kick the habit, but shit, I'm just an addict. You can't grind out the spot where you lay, but them goons out lurking, and it happens every day. And it's a shame that we so addicted to the game. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to, I don't know what to. So deep in the game, a nigga so busy getting changed. I gotta watch what I do. I gotta watch how I move. Hey kid, you gotta stay focused. Don't let the change change you. Stay ahead of the game, don't let the game drain you. Watch how you make moves, cause niggas always watching. Scamming ass bitches in the district always plotting. Plotting, hiding, trying to see who copping. Trying to tally up every dollar in my pocket. Hot shit coming from the barrel if they try to take it. This times is hard, and I'll be damned if I don't make it. You know they quick to give up statements and send you to the yard looking through that state since damn. So you know you gotta have patience. Them gloves, the mask, cover up them faces. Right, revolver, no evidence left from the night. A wicked funeral celebrating his life. And it's fucked up, we all know. But that's how it goes for the love of the dough. And it's a shame that we so addicted to the game. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to, I don't know what to. So deep in the game, a nigga so busy getting changed. I gotta watch what I do. I gotta watch what I gotta watch how I move. Niggas know what it is. Oh yeah.
Just in another world. I'm worried about this money. I ain't worried about a girl. I ain't worried about a girl. I'm on the same planet. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money. I ain't worried about a girl. Yeah, 6 years ago I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a Taurus. I'ma burn a forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep your collars up. You was on, now you off, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw him a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked west. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hookie head. I'm on the same plane, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. Girl, I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about it, girl. you got my back. They don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a deer and laugh at you in my rear. I got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local. Not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm trying to count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak.
I'm on the same wave, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl.
Anything to get some cash, finding all the shit, dude really feeling bad. his eyes open, but he ain't woke. It's no hope. Man, it's pussy like dope. Tell me, let it go. Now you can't drink, but you can't smoke. You don't know what you're doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke. This pussy like dope. This pussy like dope. Tell me, let it go. Now you can't drink. But the can you smoke? You ain't know what you're doing, boy. You might go broke. It ain't no joke. It's pussy like dope.
Shout out to everybody joining on the show.
Wait, you're not unmuted. Oh, there you go.
Oh. Shout out to everybody joining the show. Philly Time Radio. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I still love my Eagles, you know what I mean? They lost, though. We still in the playoffs. I'm kind of focused on it a little bit. But definitely I'm your host, Honest Fire, having fun today, you know what I mean? About to go do some speaker fun. Y'all can't hear about it. Y'all hear about it tomorrow. But we got a fun topic for tonight. You know, I want to know if you can have sex with your friends and still remain friends. I think that's a good topic. You can like go into the new year. People will be doing some things they never did before. So we're going to talk about it a little bit tonight. What's good with you tonight, Truth Teller Babe?
Nothing at all. Just chilling. Wish I had something to drink.
What? You ain't got no drink, boo? I gotta come through early in the day and make my delivery round CA. You don't have nothing to drink, that's not good. Gotta make sure you got your drink. Wait a minute, I ain't got nothing to drink.
I'm taking pain pills.
Oh yeah. Damn, you sure can't. You say you got some Percocet? I'm gonna persuade you. I know, but we having fun. We gonna check in on some callers soon. Get to talking about this topic. You know, I think it's a good one. And it might mean something. Then again, it might mean nothing. Like, no, but we talk about fucking your friends. Can you fuck your friends and still remain friends? You know what I mean?
No. Something you can't.
Oh, wait. Truth teller, we struck a nerve. She ready to answer the question now. What do you mean no?
No, because one time I did, and this guy got too damn attached to me. Hell to the fucking no. Like, all I have is male friends. So, you know, I try not to cross that line, but, you know, someone be looking so damn good. And you know I'm a flirt, so, you know. So.
I already know you're a flirt, bitch. She'll flirt with everybody. So, y'all, ladies, tuck your man. Truth teller will definitely, you know. I know. I ain't gonna put you out there like that, babe. You a good girl.
I flirt with anybody. I don't care if flirting don't hurt.
Oh shit, we got my girl B Dot on the line and shit. We gotta definitely open up her mic. You know what I'm saying? Definitely hit me up. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, 267. We gotta open up the line 267. 506.
Oh, okay, she want to be open because she ain't got a hand up. Raise your hand. Push number one.
You're so silly. Yeah, definitely press the number one. We'll definitely get to you. Everybody in the calls, if you guys want to speak, just press one, you know what I'm saying? I definitely open your mic and we all show up, do the damn thing or whatever. But definitely, welcome back to Philly Shine. B Dot was good.
Oh, wait, I just opened. Hold on.
Eagles game had me stressed out. Y'all know how that goes. I'm one of them sensitive fans. I'm ready to eat the damn beer can because they lost, but it's cool.
We're ready for the showcase on Sunday.
Hell yeah. You ready? It's going to be so crazy. I can't wait. I'm excited to hear everybody. New music. It's going to be a new year and whatnot. What you been up to, B-Dot? You got to definitely Shout out to YouTube. You on Philly Shine Radio. Welcome back. Boop.
Big Hole, Baby Doll, Cook Me In. Check my MySpace is old as hell. Y'all don't need to hear that music that's on there. Mixtape drops out March 25th. That's what we're working on. We got to get you on here, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your mixtape coming out that day, that's my son's birthday. Good looking.
Uh-oh. We definitely, that's going to be a double celebration a little bit.
I'm trying to tune into this topic to see, like, all these different opinions on this.
Key already started off. What do you think? Do you think you can have sex with your friends and still remain friends, or?
I want to know what's your opinion on it. I heard what she said. She said no.
Me, I think you can. I really think that you can.
And y'all just going to be friends and never, ever, ever like each other again.
Certain people, I don't think can handle having sex with your friends and it not being like a serious relationship, or even handling it as like any other relationship. I think it's just sex in general. Like you have sex at your own risk. But
if it happened more than once, that means it wasn't just an accident, right?
No accidents. And sex. I feel like even if you have sex with your friends, sometimes it does mess up. Some people can't be mature enough to, you know what I mean, play their parts, you know what I mean, in normal sexual relationships. But you've got to take it as a go.
Jealousy is a bitch.
So, yes, that gets hard. And, like, say if you cheat with a friend, that's never good. Like, you can't cheat with a friend. You already got a boyfriend or something like that, and you cheat. They gonna feel some type of way. They're like, you can never have that friend around your dude again. Like, they be
right,
like,
this is the question, right? So if you had sex with your friend, right, and you got a new girlfriend, it's cool for all y'all to hang around each other.
Huh?
If y'all open to sharing, that's something else. Like, I can't share. I couldn't ever see myself in a threesome.
But the other girl don't know that you fucking the dude. Okay. Here's my take on everything. I say if I can't be the main course, I ain't being nobody's fucking side dish. I must be the motherfucking main course. You y'all hear that? Truth teller must be the motherfucking main course. Fuck all that side dish shit.
So you don't need no side dishes. You get full right here. But no, I mean, what do you think, B Dot? Would you ever dabble in having sex with a friend and then just still remaining cool, like whether it happened more than once or just once?
I agree with that. If I really don't want to have sex with them ever again in life, like that's the only way we could be friends. If it was just like one and done and it would never, ever, ever happen again, rather than it, then that's it. That's my only thing.
What if it's so good you could just one and done it?
Huh?
And like, say if you had sex with your friend and it was just the shit, you just going one and done it?
And then my friend, that we would have been that type of friend. I don't have sex with my friends. I can't get the friend thing. Like, what do you define a friend? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, people's definition of friends are different. Like, I've never had sex with one of my friends.
Like, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, it normally ends bad. In a couple of times I've done it, it ends bad, really, really bad. Because especially if it's good, you just
So was it like one time and never ever again with these people?
No. I had two situations. It was one time, it was just so good, and I was like, shit. We both were in relationships at the time, but, you know, it
We paired off. But I ended up, this is big of the day, I ended up kind of hurting his feelings because then, you know what I mean? You know how you start off, most times when you start a relationship, a sexual relationship, it's hot and heavy. And then after a while, you can't keep up. So, you know, end up hurting his feelings. But we're still cool. But then the other situation has been real bad.
So if you have sex with a friend, there's not never no connection between y'all ever. Like, it's not going to ever be a connection between y'all. Right.
I'm a person who the first situation, like I said, like the first situation with my friend, yeah, you know what I mean, I couldn't become available, and then he had to just like take it like I'm not just your toy. Like casual sex is always bad, you know what I mean? But then in the last instance, you know what I mean, I kind of wanted more out of the relationship, but then I just couldn't, and I just ended up just, like, messing with him on the side. But then he got immature with the situation, and it just got messed up. So, and it won't be my fault, so. But then, you know what I mean? You feel like sometimes it's a good thing. You don't let go of a good thing. Sometimes sex could be that good thing you don't want to let go. You know what I mean? I know I'm the type of person who could balance textbooks, relationships, it don't matter. Like, anything you got, it's a balance to it. And you don't fuck up
the balance,
but most people, they mess it up, you know what I mean?
That's why I want you to back up to honest. Both of y'all was in a relationship still freaking because y'all was friends. Did the boyfriend know about this nigga?
I don't know. I know. Who knows shit? You know, when shit people know shit is fucked up. That's what happened in the last one. You know what? You can't be fooling around and then talking about it. Like, that's the one thing. Like, that messes up everything. Like, I would never boast, about a person who I'm cheating with, and I know damn well I'm cheating. You know, like,
about nobody cheating. We said,
no.
People that have sex with their friends, is that just it? Like, is that just it?
Oh, yeah, no. You know, some friendships. But on some real, I don't think that if you have
I don't have no friends that who wanna have sex with their friends? What kind of friends are these friends? And like, that's not what categorizes it. My friends is my homies, my niggas. They ain't gotta be like I don't wanna have sex with them. Anybody
yeah,
wanna
friends with benefits. But yeah, that's what I'm saying, like if the friends with benefits never work. It never works. It really just it never ever works.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
right,
but it is good. Like, I've had.
What if you
grew
up with this person? And y'all, since like y'all was like little, like 9, 10.
Oh, yeah, no. You can never know. I can never.
Right now.
Anybody who I've known since I was 10, we've never had sex. Like, you know. Never.
Okay. My son dad, I known him since I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one day, like, when I was, like, 20-something, I was, like, how old was I? I was, like, 20, 21. We finally, you know, got together and did what we did, you know, and we got together. We was boyfriend and girlfriend, and it all ended badly, like, because he was the jealous type, like,
but then even in my instance, my last relationship, me and my ex, we were friends first. Now, I think somebody who you were friends first with, if you got into a relationship, that always works because he's one of my best friends. I think we'll be friends forever.
Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. I'm talking about somebody you grew up with, right, since you was younger, and y'all just they had these little incidents when y'all got older, and then it just so happened to stop. And now y'all just like the best of friends after the fact. Like, how?
I mean, I think. How is what?
That don't fly with me. Like, it just don't.
Yeah, I couldn't have sex with anybody who I grew up with. Nobody.
If
even
since we was like 2-3 years old, hell no.
Yeah,
no. I felt like my thing is like you did it because you wanted to do it, and if it happened once, that's all right. But more than once means y'all wanted to. Like, y'all knew it was hitting for the first time, so let's do it again.
Maybe the first time felt good, and you wanted to feel it again.
My point is, niggas don't do
that. Yeah, you got
it. Don't happen twice. I'm sorry.
Did he bang the back out? You know.
But no, I don't think I could. I still don't even like when people who I grew up with would be like, oh, you grew up Wale, you know, real name. You know, Wale. I'm like, ew, like, don't look at me like that. You knew me when I was with my glasses and, you know, Skippies on and whatnot. And, you know what I mean?
I can honestly say, one day, my little brother dad came at me one day. And I looked at
your little brother dad.
Yes.
What? That is just horrible.
He was like,
my stomach. Oh, wait a minute.
Listen, he was like,
I'm going to stab him.
You good in them shorts. You don't need to be walking around me like that. Because
how old was you?
I was like 20 something, but still.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to stab him.
I
will cut his dick off.
19, like, yo.
I
know you for 18, 19 fucking years, possibly.
You can't, yeah, I can't even talk right now. My dad would cut his dick off. I would tell my dad, like, Dad, you know, my mom, I'm a baby father, just said, yo, he would cut his dick off. That's, you just don't do that. Yo, Tia, you just really pissed me off right now. Where are you living? Because I'm about to go fuck him up.
I don't know.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Yeah,
he's a fucking pedophile. What the fuck is going on? I'm hurting him.
My brother, you knew me since I was a kid. You knew me since I was like 4 or 5 years old. What the hell are you doing saying that shit to me, motherfucker? I should kick your eyeball.
Right. Say no, I ain't shit.
Roll it.
But you know, I sometimes joke around with my girlfriend's kids. Like, I'm going to see your kid when he turns 18, but I'll be damn sure bullshit. And I ain't going to be old messing with nobody. I think I'll go, like, maybe 5 years and that's it. Like, you know what I mean? Keep it moving. Yeah. Oh, well, definitely shout out to B-Dot for joining in the show. It's a topic, you know what I mean? We started talking. You know what I mean? If anybody else wants to speak, press 1 and definitely join in the show. But, you know, it gets a little heated. We're talking about doing it to your friends. I'm going to be serious. Like, any type of sexual relationship, you got to be mature enough to handle it. Like, you just can't take it in a right situation. Like, you just really can't. Like, you got to make sure you understand that people's feelings involved, you know what I mean? Most people can't handle it, you know what I mean? Some people, they just, they F it all up, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, I can honestly say, like, I have one friend who used to mess around all the time, you know, since I was, like, 18, we was messing around, like, basically since I've known him. And then this motherfucker just up and get married on me, just out of nowhere. And then didn't even invite me. We supposed to be best friends. Your ass didn't even invite me to the wedding.
That's it. That's corny. Well, he thought you was going to trip out. Would you have tripped out if you went to the wedding?
No, I wouldn't have tripped out, but it would have been common courtesy to invite me to the wedding. Then after you get married, you start complaining to me, oh, she doing this and oh, she doing that. Oh, I shouldn't have really did this, but it was in my best interest. Like, and to this day, he complained to me about his wife.
He is wrong.
I don't want to hear that shit. Like, really, like, you shouldn't have got married. Like, you really shouldn't have got married. And now you're looking at me like you want me to fuck around with you. You married. Why would I fuck around with you and you married? And like,
yeah.
I told you, like,
never.
Like,
never.
I got mad love for you and you just don't know. And you want to treat me like I'm some kind of piece of meat, side dish and shit. I'm like Mike Cervone. I'm like onion rings, a fucking side dish. Come on, motherfucker. I need to be the main course. I need more.
That's deep. Yeah, no, a man will try to get away with anything you let him. You know what I'm saying? That's real deep. You can't be doing that. Dude, come on, man. What you trying to get away with? For real. That's the word.
You want me to help you cheat? That's adultery. I will not go to hell. I'm going to go to hell for a lot of shit, but I will not go to hell
I'm not fucking nobody's husband.
I know you married.
If I was fucking with somebody's husband, he going, I don't even think it would be a reason that I fuck somebody's husband.
Y'all two fucking lived together, y'all just had a baby right before I had my baby. Come on.
Let's see. I don't know. Yeah, certain people, they can't handle it. You know what I mean? Certain people...
they just really can't handle it. I don't know. Me personally, I feel like once you get ready to have sex, you already decided that it's about to go down between you and that other person, you know what I'm saying? You got to figure it out. You got to know that you're responsible for that person, you know what I'm saying? You got to know that you're responsible. I swear to God, one day we're going to have share your text messages for the day show, because I swear, if I get another dick pic, I'm a snap. Damn, having the public number is crazy. But we're going to play some music. I'm going to check it on. We're going to take a couple more callers. Just chill with us, you know what I'm saying? We're definitely excited about Diamond Spotlight coming up this Sunday, January 2nd. We're going to show some love to my girl, Niche Buck. I'm actually calling her ass up, get her in on this show and show some love, you know what I'm saying?
Call her ass in.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. I was supposed to be promoting that I was going to have Raz B from B2K on the show tonight and Creeper from G's to Gents. I'm going to check up on the guys, but I definitely got to give them that thorough promotional package and also playing the music from the artists from my Diamond Spotlight Showcase. But I'm going to play some of my music for my X-Squad DJs, people. You know what I mean? Stunner Man definitely sent me that track, Drunk Gorilla. So we want to play that. You know what I mean? I'm going to check up on my supposed guest. I public apology. Much sorry. Much love to you, Raz B. Shout out to Big Mike and Red Dog.
Yeah.
It didn't go in?
No.
That's how Mike blog talk sometimes. Ah. All right, well, we want to go into Grown Man. It's actually my boy Street Lotto featuring my boy Cinnamon. What'd you say?
It's all fucked up tonight.
All fucked up. But we keep it moving. Shout out to my boy.
We got like 20 minutes to go, so yeah, let's get this shit moving and on and popping and over with.
But shout out to everybody in my inbox, you know what I mean? Texting me about the topic, you know what I mean? We won't be in mic up. I know, it's a taboo.
There's nobody, you know what? Whoever said they calling, they fucking liars. I call you out right now. If you say you calling, you a fucking liar. I'm looking at the switchboard. It say no callers.
Oh, shit. What's going on, B-West Music? We got to get you back up on the drum, right? Stop playing games. Well, we still going to play the music.
Shout out to you.
Everybody who inboxed me on Facebook, call in.
Call the fuck in. Come on. I ain't going to bite y'all.
That you do. Go ahead, play that music, dude.
This ain't that kitty rap, little buddy. This that grown man. I pay the cost to be the boss, boy. I'm a grown man. And if you see me sipping good, then it's that grown man. Tommy boy, get it done, it's good. Grown man. Topic of discussion every time I vibe out. Fly out, getting to the money like a wise guy. Get your hustle up, then lead them streets alone, man. Later you gon' feel me if you get to be a grown man.
Stepping out grown man, sitting on my high horse. Button up, clean cut, show you how to ride, boss. Candy color, BB cut it every time that I floss. Don't get it twisted, you can catch it when I drop off. I ain't playing in these streets. Grinding 8 days, that's 7 days a week. Me, I never sleep, but I always bring the heat. My murder on the track, call me killer on the beat. My girls be exotic, all of them erotic. School me for some brains, then I send them off to college. No matter what they say, it's still tricking. If you got it, they flow so crazy that I call the shit melodic. You can play the block while I'm in the skybox. Or in the new range, headed down to the Fox. My drinks on the rocks. See the links in the watch. I'm a grown man, guess I get it from my pops.
This ain't that kitty rapper, buddy, this that grown man. I pay the cost to be the boss, boy, I'm a grown man. And if you see me sipping good, then it's that grown man. Drive it, boy, I get it done, it's good. I'm a grown man. The topic of discussion every time I vibe out. Fly out, getting to the money like a wise guy. Get your hustle up, then lead them streets alone, man. Later you gon' feel me if you get to be a grown man. OWNC. This for all my hustlers that be all about their business. Take a look at Lotto, I'm a model, I done came up. Get it for the simple mind and need to step their game up. See that Chevelle, homie? 22 stacks. I'm weaving in and out of traffic with the roof back. You put them sixes on the whip that cost you two racks. Real double the value of the car and where they do that. I know I can't be in the club with all the ice on. Can't pay a bill, homie, can't even keep the lights on. Tricking this over all these frauds, he spend his life on. Boy, you ain't a pimp, you just a lick raising the price on. I never put that man down, I tell a man up. These boys is always trying to stand, I need to stand up. And that's a lottery, I ain't nothing to toy with. Man, I let these other rappers pick the baby boy shit. This ain't that kitty rapper, buddy, this that homie. I pay the cost to be the boss, boy, I'm a homie. And if you see me sipping good, then it's that homie. Drop it, boy, I get it done, it's good. The topic of discussion every time I'm vibe out. Fly out, getting to the money like a wise guy. Get your hustle up, then lead them streets alone, man. Later, you gon' feel me if you get to be a homie. Yeah. Big game. We are not these young ass kids, crumb snatchers. You understand what I'm talking about? We sit there real, man. This is some grown man.
All the time, I'ma keep it 100 with you all the time. I'm trying. on and make it official and make you mine.
Nothing without you in my life, I don't stand a chance. Like a man in a blizzard in an avalanche. It's coming down when the metal drown. And you my light bulb, so I need your ass to brown. They say love is blind, but my vision far. You got my heart on lockdown like a prison guard. Even though sometimes you be ripping hard, I just wanna work it out like a prison yard. To come home and see you in the thong. We can act out a movie, you be my nigga alone. I gotta love Joan, that's why I sing these songs.
I'll be
there
just to hold you, I'll be there to console you. Baby, let me show you. I'm a rider, die forever. Your love, I'm a treasure. Stay with you forever. There ain't no one I'd rather be with. No one in this world could please me. Believe me.
They keep it 100 what they do, whether they locked in a box, injured, shot up, stabbed up, car accident, or whatever, man. This song dedicated to y'all. Let's go.
I'll be there just to hold you. I'll be there to console you. Baby, let me show you. I'm a rider, die forever. Your love, I'm a treasure. Stay with you forever. There ain't no one I'd rather be with. No one in this world could please me. Believe me.
You know what I mean?
Love
that's really. That's. Yo, you miss Carlito when he came to Philly. Carlito Brigante, my number one. But we're going to check it on callers. You know what I mean? This discussion is heated. You know what I mean? We got our callers to call back. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hung up, but you call back. We need that. We got some new callers, too. But who's the next caller we have in queue? Cause we got to talk about this topic. Could you have sex
you
with your friend?
Oh, let me open up the caller. Okay, we have 267-58. Oh, wait, shit, never mind. That's me. 267-237. Hold on, let me open up your mic.
Your fucking ass is dumb.
That's a good text, bitch.
No, you're dumb. I'm done.
Shut up.
No, we got a little bit of time. Come on, but true color, I don't like you.
Welcome to Philly Shot.
What's good?
Hello.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Tony Bananas calling from Philly.
Oh, my goodness. What's good? Welcome to the show.
What's up with you?
Chilling.
Yeah, what's
up? How you been?
I've been chilling, you know, falling back.
As you should. You got to show off first. What's up with the music? You got to come out to the...
I'm always on top of that, you know what I'm saying? But I be out here chasing, you know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely
going to
concentrate on that heavy this year.
I got to definitely shout out my boy Tony. He was definitely dick when Diamond Spotlight first started. We had a sausage parties. It was 70 to 30 women and men, but now we dominate the guys at the showcases, you know what I mean?
that's how it ought to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Hard work. That's so hard work. But no, tonight's topic, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about, could you have sex with your friends and still remain friends?
Oh, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? We all grown, you know what I'm saying? As long as we all come to a mutual understanding, that's what it is, just a fling or one night stand or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you can't make it an ongoing thing. Anything over 2-3 times, you hit that, you know what I'm saying? Feelings going to get involved automatically because, you know, females are some funny creatures.
We were funny creatures. What you talking about?
Excuse us?
Let me explain to you real quick. Let me say this first.
Get him. I met this one dude, right? This is when I was like younger, off the PL, right? He met me one time. This motherfucker found out.
Wait a minute.
Pause. He was a stalker.
Now you can continue.
he was a stalker.
He was in love with me. He told her how he wanted to kidnap me, lock me in his basement. He told her, I'm going to make you love me. You're going to have my fucking kids. And you talking about
that's a stalker.
Yeah, right. I got some sensitive issues. But we don't really count men from the party line because he was already crazy, goddamn it. You can't be beating people off party lines.
I met a person on the party line before. We definitely talked about that one time. We never talked about it for real. I brought it up on Philly Shine Radio. That should be our topic for tomorrow, for the next show. Party line. What did you, what was y'all doing back in the day? I'm gonna be honest. You know what I mean? It's a lot of crazies out there, but the guy I met off the party line, I took him for granted just because he didn't have a haircut at the time.
You're a mess.
I'm sorry. I gotta control myself. But basically, I agree with you, Tony Bananas. Like, you gotta be mature having sex with a friend or having sex, period. You know what I mean? Sometimes a person might not want anymore. Sometimes a person might want more. But either way, you gotta keep it peaceful. I can't handle drama. I can't do it. Yeah, I leave a person alone or deny the whole thing. They'd be like, "You had no, never. I don't know this person. Who is this guy? My pussy's never seen this guy in his life. Like, my pussy's never seen him before. Like, we have an alibi. My pussy has an alibi for this whole time. Like, I don't even know anything about this dick." I don't know nothing about this deck. What are you talking about? Shaggy, it wasn't me.
When the next spotlight?
The next Diamond Spotlight, January 2nd. Come through, you know what I'm saying? We got to get you promoted for the next joint. Give me that music. Actually, I'm moving and shit, and I came across the CD I was looking for of yours and shit, and just put that joint on that you gave it to me.
Yeah.
Little mixtape you did. What was that?
08, 09. Yeah, 08, 09, yeah. Well, I got some real, it's going to be real explosive when this one come out, because this is like, I put my back in this, you know what I'm saying? I ain't rush nothing, but, you know, the songs was coming to me rapidly, so I was just laying them as they came, but I ain't try to rush nothing, but, you know, it was what it was, you know what I'm saying? I laid down, like, about, since the summertime, maybe like 150 joints, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
So now I'm just filtering through.
I probably did like 7 since the summertime. Damn.
I go in and I'm knocking down 2-3 joints at a time, and I'm going in there 5-6 times a week. You know what I'm saying? We got all those things. My problem is, you know, I can't get enough beats. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like I can't get too many features. Everybody trying to put a price tag. I need this, I need that.
But you got to get with niggas who are on their grind, who got their shit affordable, you know what I mean? Shout out to my boy, DJ Exclusive, you know what I mean? Hit my page up, my Facebook page up right now. It's public. Say you need beats, you know what I mean? Watch them come out the woodwork. Shout out to my boy, Weedy Beats, you know what I mean? Definitely a fucking official, you know what I mean? Crazy. I just had somebody else on the tip of my tongue.
You know what? I went to school with his brother, so, yeah, definitely he good with his shit.
So look at them. Ain't they handsome guys, ain't they?
Yeah. What you been up to? You been laying down some tracks?
Oh, hell yeah. You know what I mean? Getting it in. We got a lot of crazy promotions. Just getting ready to start a promotion with Ant from Rerun the Streets with some females. We going to handle our business and rep
to Philly. How many years has it been?
Huh?
How many years
since
has it been?
What? How many years has been since what?
Since we met.
What'd you say?
Since we met.
How many years? How long? We met, known each other since 07, 08.
And we still ain't laid a track down together yet. That's crazy.
Man, because you be all the way over. Come in my fucking neck on the air and shit.
I gotta step my game up. See, men be tripping. I'm gonna be on some corny shit. I gotta get my weight up so I can get a feature.
Shut up. No, it's a real shit. I ain't really featured with barely anybody. You know what I mean? You're not the only
one. I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to
hear that.
I'm sorry to say it.
But, you know, that's him.
I'm sorry to say it. But listen, I'm sorry to hear, I'm sorry to say it, but I love you, Looney Tunes. I love you, Street Lotto. I love you, everybody who I'm supposed to get it in. MAS, we still going to get that shit done. You know what I mean? I've got a couple features, you know what I mean? Me and Big Face Duddy just did this crazy joint. Some money, money, money. They're going crazy.
Me and G-Sex
always in a booth together. But we just hit me up, my number public. We'll find some shit out, you know?
All right, I just need the okay for you so I can go ahead line it all up.
All right. Hit me up. Hit my phone. The number's still the same. It's the phone book, too. So we going, it's coming.
We're making classics this year.
On some real shit, in 2011, I'm trying to record 2011 songs. I'm going in next year.
It's possible.
I'm fucking going in. I'm recording like 2-3 songs a day. Like, we got shit to do. I'm going to get it done, too. About to take a little vacation. You know what I mean? I just came back.
I just came back from a vacation. I'm feeling good right now. You know what I'm saying? Back to the city. Yeah.
Hello.
Definitely shout out to you for calling in. You know what I mean? I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody tuning in on Philly Shine Radio.
You want to extend it, or you want to keep it going, or you want to cut it short? Because I can extend it.
No, don't worry about extending it. We're going to play some music, close out the show. Definitely, like I said, Raz B, I love you, man. We love your music. We're going to definitely close out the show and play your joint. Let's make it official. And I'm going to get the promo right. You know what I mean? I'm only human. Shit, niggas. My ego's lost today. I'm real fucked up about that, okay? Like, I was focused. I've been waiting for this game since Sunday, and then they lost. But this is my boy, Raz B, B2K. Let's make it official. We're going to get him officially on the air. Shout out to my girl, Fire Chick. She definitely show him love on Air at Our Radio. We love that show. That's a good girl going in. Mwah. You got me, truth teller?
Right here, girl. Right here.
Get official then. What is going on? It's a technical
official, girl. It's official. Listen.
Raspy.
Hear it. Oh. Rock together, buddy. Come here, Texas.
You see me at the after party.